with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. Oh boy, today is a day for women who do things, really do things, do exciting things. So I am so happy to start off today with a wonderful author. And I tell you, I could not do what she has done. Her name is Alenka Vrechik, and the name of her book is She Rides. Hi, Alenka.
Hello, Patsy. How are you this morning?
Okay. Well, it's so nice to have you join me today to talk about your book. And my goodness, what you accomplished is so amazing. I was in awe of you.
Well, thank you. It's quite an honor to be on your program. And it was a big thing for me and quite a rewarding ride altogether.
Well, today is the release date for this book, and you tell the story, really tell two stories, because you tell the story of this major accomplishment of taking a ride from Northern California down to Baja, Mexico, a journey of 2,500 miles, which is an extraordinary accomplishment, but also all the other things you've accomplished in your life and the things that you've overcome. So let's start. I will say the prologue that opens the prologue when you're 50 days into the adventure. That was a frightening prologue.
Well, you know, you kind of have to start with an event that it was just one of the, frightening events on a journey. And I was riding through very remote areas most of the time. And that crash was pretty scary, actually. So,
I tell you, it was a perfect way to start the book, because after that, you have to keep reading just to find out what's going to happen. Now, here you were, 54 years old, and you decided, you wanted a change in life. So explain what happened to you and how you made the decision to make this particular journey.
Well, you know, life isn't always how we plan it to be, and my 2,500 mile journey on the bike, on a mountain bike with all the gear, and it was not just the mileage that I did, it was also all the climbing, because I rode through the mountains, which, you know, all the vertical feet that I climbed was 158,000 vertical feet, which is like climbing Mount Everest 5.5 times from the sea level to the summit. It really serves as a metaphor for life, which is often messy, and we find ourselves on a difficult path that we don't expect to be on. And, you know, that seems to be often impossible to navigate. So in order to get away from all the things that were happening in my life, I decided to go on this bike ride, which was really born a long time ago, like 15 years before I actually decided to go on a ride. It was during one of the difficult times when I was going through divorce, and I wrote down a thought, just an idea, on the backside of a Rumi poetry book that I always carried with me. And I happened to be on a bike ride in Oregon, and I always wanted to write a book, but I didn't really know where and how to start. So I started writing about that difficult period, about leading up to the divorce and after the divorce, and I was only able to write one paragraph. I knew I needed something bigger, kind of like a glue to hold all the events of my life together, and that's why I decided to go on this kind of crazy bike ride.
Yes, that was one word that came into my mind. I thought, wow, and it was so long and so challenging. And explain about the bike and why you call it the Beast, and exactly how you started off, because you had to carry equipment and all of the logistics that went into the planning.
Well, I'm not a very good planner. When I get something into my head, I just kind of have to do it. And that's why my father always called me a stubborn mountain goat, because once I get an idea, I can't walk away from it. So I had a mountain bike, and then I started gathering the equipment. And it really, from the idea when I told my husband I'm going on this ride to when I actually went on this ride, it only was maybe 2 or 3 months. So I didn't have a huge amount of time to plan, but I also am one of those people that just hope that I'm going to figure things out as I go along. So I had to gather all the equipment, like camping gear, tent and cooking gear and sleeping gear and everything electronic-wise. That was a big challenge, just to how I was going to follow the trails that I have decided to ride on through the mountains, not just in California through the Sierra Nevada mountains, but especially down through Baja California, which is very rugged and very remote. So my bike at the end I only weigh 110 pounds. My bike, which I call the beast, appropriately weighed more than half of my body weight. It took an effort to just pick it up and rolling it.
You are so tiny, and to see you on this bike, and you sort of just pointed south and you head off. I mean, you weren't afraid to be alone like that?
Well, you know, there were definitely moments that I questioned my own sanity. I know my family questioned my sanity. My brother advised me not to tell my mother that I am going on this trip, but I obviously had to. My dad had faith in me. He did say that it was crazy, and especially because I have just gone through cancer treatment. So I was a little bit worried about how my body was going to be able to handle the physical effort, because I didn't want to hurt myself further. Yeah, it was challenging, but being alone is something that I really crave. And I craved it for a long time. I used to climb mountains a lot, and I like being alone. I like challenging myself and figuring things out on my own.
So along the way, you slept under the stars?
Big part of it was just wherever I could find a place to tuck myself in with a tent, and hopefully I was hidden enough from everything and everybody. There were times that I did not sleep much at night. I was quite tired from riding 8 to 10 hours a day. In California, there were definitely, in the mountains, you know, where bears were roaming around, and that was a little bit unsettling. Yeah, a lot of it was under the stars, and that gives you a lot of time to just be a part of the greater universe. I mean, that might sound a little kind of out there, but you feel very connected with nature when you're out there camping.
How did you find the strength? How did you come out so strong?
Well, one of the thoughts that I had, because, you know, and your readers can pick that up. I don't want to reveal too much. And I also don't want this book to be just all about kind of health issues that I've gone through, which were many. I needed the time and the way to heal. And this journey, I was hoping, was going to do that for me. I was pretty, you know, discouraged about everything that was going on. And I felt that my time was running out, because once you go through cancer treatment, you know, that just kind of hangs in the back of your mind all the time. And I also, you know, again, like I said, not to reveal too much, but everything happened in very short amount of time when I wrecked my knee skiing, and then the surgery didn't go too well afterwards. So I wasn't able to ski anymore, and coach skiing was something that I did for many years. And while I was still on crutches recovering from a very complicated knee surgery, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
You know, yeah, you're right. Because this book is really so much more than just what you went through. It's what you were able to accomplish. Most people, I'm telling you, if you give them a bike and you say, you know, go to the park, they'll go to the park and maybe bike around for an hour and be tired. You have some kind of an inner strength. Well, there's something in you sort of adventurous, because we'll talk a little bit about, even as a child, you were an adventurous person. You actually wanted to go on the Orient Express. You have a spirit, something in you that drives you beyond what most people can accomplish. So let's step back. I love that you mentioned about your father, because he was, when you look back at your life, I love the part where you write about your father and about how he read to you. Tell us that story.
My dad always had books next to his bedside, and many of those books were English authors, and loved to read to me, even though at that time as a child I did not understand English, but it set in my mind, and mystery novels was something that he enjoyed for his pastime, even though he read a lot of pretty heavy books as well. But Agatha Christie was one of his favorite authors, and he read to me from the Orient Express and translated at the same time, obviously. And we lived fairly close to train tracks, so I could hear trains all the time. And, yeah, I was one of those wild kids. I just thought, well, gosh, I'll just... Yeah, I think I was maybe 9 years old when I jumped on a train and thought I was going to go ride Orient Express, but I chickened out.
Well, explain where this was, because where you come from.
I grew up in a beautiful hamlet of Slovenia, which is a tiny little country, now independent. It used to be a part of former Yugoslavia. And where I grew up was in the Julian and Karavankan Alps, right on Austrian-Italian border. Lots of lakes, lots of rivers, and also very close to the Adriatic coast. It's only about, nowadays, it's only about a two-hour drive to get to the coast. And that's kind of what brought me to Lake Tahoe, California, because in many ways, it's a very similar environment. You know, we live in the mountains now. I'm overlooking the Lake Tahoe right now from my office chair. But growing up in Yugoslavia was and in Slovenia was magical, and I was very lucky. I had amazing parents. My dad was very adventurous. My mother was a very strong woman. As a matter of fact, it's my father's birthday tomorrow. He passed away just a few months ago, and he would have been very proud. He treated me, you know, the same as he treated my brother. He always dragged us around the mountains, sometimes kicking and screaming. But yeah, the mountains where we spent a lot of time, and I've learned so much about life through climbing the mountains and skiing. I was a little ski brat, and my brother, we were both ski racers. We were always outdoors. We did not spend too much time, you know, indoors, even if it was raining, and it rained a lot there. It's very lush, beautiful country.
It is. And what year did you come to America?
I came to America when I was 20 years old. I had a backpack and a pair of skis, and that was in 1985, the winter of 84, 85. I came to Lake Tahoe via New York City. New York City was exciting, but I was not a big city person. So I very quickly ended up in Lake Tahoe, and which is where I wanted to be just for a semester. I was at the university in Ljubljana, and one thing led to another, and I transferred my credits I was brought on a ski team at University of Nevada, Reno, and finished my studies in psychology at University of Nevada, Reno.
I think this book is, of course, very inspirational. Everybody, when you read this book, it's called She Rides. Alenka does so much more than ride. She's really, the story is incredible and inspirational. Still, as I'm reading parts of it, I was reading, I'd get to some sections and I'd read, you're going uphill. You're going uphill. I wouldn't even want to go downhill, let alone going uphill. People, you had knee surgery. I mean, people after knee surgery, they get on those little bikes that they have at rehab centers, and that's a challenge. And here you go for thousands of miles. There's some inner strength in you that is really, really amazing.
Well, you know, I really, it's all relative. And I don't want people to think, oh my God, I could never do that. We all have our own challenges and we all feel stuck in life. And I think when people read my book, I really hope that they can just be inspired. And if that means just going outside and going for a walk in the park or going for a walk around the block, that takes effort just to move on. And I think the bike ride just serves as that metaphor in life. We keep moving forward because life never goes backwards. And we just sometimes feel a little bit, you know, stuck, and we need that inspiration. And I really hope that my book will do that. It's so much more than a bike ride.
It is.
I hope that at my age, I share a bit of wisdom because I have gone through a lot and I have felt very defeated by life. I needed this adventure, but that was my adventure, and I hope everybody can go and follow their own dreams for whatever, wherever they are.
I think one of the things people will find when they finish your book, first of all, you do have deep insights into life, into problems that people encounter, you know, throughout their lives. But it also, I think, offers a lot of hope for people. And I mean, actually, I wanted to get a bike after this book. I need a bike.
There you go. There you go. That's what I want people to do, is get outside and move. Because in movement is such freedom.
It's very inspirational. And it's a great read. You write so nicely. You are able to capture the moment and bring it to life for people. So altogether, I think you have a success here with She Rides. Today's the release date, and I hope people will get it. I want to tell people you have a website. You have a little video there.
That's a really nice little... I did a lot of filming with a GoPro and iPhone, and I am very technically not inclined, and I had to sift through a lot of video that made no sense whatsoever. But it gives you a little bit of a flavor of what the ride and what the terrain was like. And it was beautiful and it was challenging. And
along the way, you met so many interesting people. And I love how you write about them and the things that you learn from them and the things that you share about your experience in different locations where you stop and you actually meet people and get to make some friends along the way.
Oh, the people. That is really where the whole color came into the ride. And people that you meet on bike ride or climb or hike or any kind of adventure like that, that's really what makes it. That's what flavors everything. And I was met with so much kindness through that. I was able to restore faith and life and people that I, you know, you kind of get overwhelmed with everything that's going on around us. And there's so much goodness out there. I was invited into people's homes. People paid for my meal just by sitting there and talking with them. It's just amazing. And especially being a woman traveling alone, when you travel alone, it really opens up so many doors. for you because people just look at you differently.
Well, that's true. I mean, I did travel alone. When I was young, I traveled all through Europe by myself. I loved it. And you're right. One of the things is the people you meet and that have this lived experience with them that makes everything sort of starts falling into place when you meet a lot of wonderful people.
Well, so you've done a lot of adventures yourself, and I bet, you know, we do remember the churches and the castles and whatever we see when we travel, but to me, it's all about the people and
how
you connect.
You're right. That's one of the things you capture in this book. It's really fine writing and wonderful book. It's called She Rides, Chasing Dreams Across California and Mexico. It's by Alenka Vrecek. It's spelled V-R-E-C-E-K. You can find it, type in She Rides. It's a great book. And thank you so much, Alenka, for being on Joy on Paper today. And congratulations on the book.
Patty, thank you so much. What a joy to talk with you today. And I wish everybody a wonderful day. Happy birthday to She Rides.
Okay, absolutely. Well, if you write another book, we'll have you back here, okay?
I'm working on it, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye now.